Our scripture this morning comes from Luke, the fourth chapter, verses 1 through 13. Jesus returned from the Jordan River full of the Holy Spirit and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. There he was tempted for 40 days by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and afterward Jesus was starving. The devil said to him, "Since you are God's son, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus replied, "It's written, people won't live only by bread." Next, the devil led him to a high place and showed him in a single instant all the kingdoms of the world. The devil said, "I will give you this whole domain and the glory of all these kingdoms. It's been entrusted to me, and I can give it to anyone I want. Therefore, if you will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It's written, you will worship the Lord your God and serve only him." The devil brought him into Jerusalem and stood him at the highest point of the temple. He said to him, "Since you are God's son, throw yourself down from here. For it's written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and they will take you up in their hands so that you won't hit your foot on the stone." Jesus answered, "It's been said, don't test the Lord your God." After finishing every temptation, the devil departed from him until the next opportunity. This is the word of the Lord.
This morning, Emily shared with her temptation children's moment a lot of what this video is getting ready to show us. It's interesting to watch how we can be so easily tempted. That's about all you got. Okay. Well, it's really good. There's this plate of cookies, and these people are walking by this plate of cookies. And the funny part of it is there's one section in it where this guy crawls into the room because he doesn't want to be caught taking the cookie. And you see this little head pop up. Oh, you got it now? This is your last chance.
Those three chairs right here. Can you sit down right there?
What are those cookies for?
Oh, those cookies are for later, so I don't want you to eat any right now. So you guys sit right there. Okay, I don't want you to have a cookie right now. Okay, we'll have those for later. Okay, I forgot the music. I'll be right back, okay?
I'm gonna eat the cookie.
No.
She said for later.
Okay.
No.
Were you guys tempted to have a cookie?
No.
She wanted me to eat one.
She did? Did you do it? Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Is that what you're walking around the circle in? Yeah, that's what I thought. We'll have some later. Come on, guys.
There's all kind of videos out there talking about temptation. There's another one that's just way too long to show in church is a marshmallow. And they bring a marshmallow out and they give it to a child. And they tell him that you can wait. I'll give you two marshmallows. And you watch these kids as they sit there and they sniff it and they lick it. And they do all kind of crazy things to this marshmallow. And by the time the prompter comes back in, she looks down at the marshmallow. She goes, did you eat it? And, woo, woo. And one little girl, she picked it up and picked the entire center out and then set it back down. It's like, my favorite was a little girl that was trying to con her buddy into, won't you eat one? You know, that tends to happen a lot too. As I was preparing for today's sermon, there's a piece of this scripture that really just leaped off the page at me. And it comes from the last verse. Luke 4:13 says, after finishing every temptation, the devil departed from him until the next opportunity. The next opportunity. Anybody here ever been to an all-you-can-eat buffet? Dean's back there cheering. Buffets and I, we don't agree with each other because there's something about having 400 other people touch my food before I get a hold of it. Now, if it comes out of the kitchen and I don't see them touching it, I'm okay. But if I walk up there and there's some guy standing there and he's picking at the green beans or, you know, going and then reaches out and grabs the tongs to pick up something, I'm not hungry at that point, you know. But I've watched people at these places because it seems like every time clergy gathers, we have to go to the trough to eat. And I won't mention the name of that hateful place, Golden Corral, but they like to go there. And I've watched people there. And it's a fun game I like to play, is watching people. They get to their plate, you know, their table, and they've got their drink. And then the waitress comes by and she hands them two plates. Not one, but two plates. They take that first plate and they head to the trough and they're all so happy. Woohoo, I'm headed to the trough. Yay. You'd think a fat man would love that, but well, I don't. Then they get up there and you watch them. And some of these folks painstakingly build this mountain of food that can touch from their hand to the ceiling strategically and then negotiate their way through all the other hungry troughers. You know, they negotiate that. And then you watch them, they get to their plate, they sit, their place at the table, they sit down, and they're going at it so fast that you can almost see sparks flying off of their forks. Has anybody else seen that happen at the trough besides me? And they stuff themselves so full of everything that's there, then they look over there at temptation. There's that empty plate. Well, I don't want to pay a whole $9.95, or if you're like my in-laws who are on the senior discount plan, well, they pay $6.99. I want to get my full $9 worth. Their belt is stretching beyond belief. The buttons on their shirt are starting to part. They are so full of all this stuff, but there's the empty plate. And to quote a district superintendent that we attended one of these conferences with one time, she said, there's always room for pie and a chicken leg. And back she went. It's like, wow, you just ate 25,000 calories and you got room for pie. Temptation, it's there before us. Today we look at the three temptations of Jesus. What are those three temptations? Anybody know them off the top of your head? Food, power, and fear. Food, power, and fear. The devil tempts Jesus with food because Jesus had been in the desert for 40 days without food or nourishment of any sort. And the devil tempted him. And Jesus said no. The devil takes him to the highest point he possibly can and tells him, which is kind of funny, you can have this entire kingdom. Well, it's already his, but what are you giving away? You can have it all. Jesus said, no, I don't want it. Then he takes him to the highest point of the temple in Jerusalem and tells him, why don't you throw yourself off? God's not going to let you get hurt. The angels are going to come in, they're going to swoop in, they're going to save you from getting hurt. But fear of the unknown. What a temptation. Today as we look at that, let's think about the temptations of food that's in our lives. And I hate to pick on national media, but is there some reason why a girl wearing a bikini and slobbering all over herself makes me want to go eat a cheeseburger? Anybody seen Carl's hamburger ads? What's that all about? What's it all about that whenever you're going to drink alcohol and this and that, everybody looks like they're having the funnest time in the world? Which I've got no problem if anybody wants to have a drink every now and again. But I've spent many, many times being raised by alcoholics. Worked a lot of law enforcement. Alcohol's depressant. Where's the party? But it's always looking like a big party. Now you got these ones where some guy climbed a mountain and he's pulling the refreshing beverage out and he's bringing it all the way back to you. Well, that's an awful good beer. I'd hate to pay for that. Temptation's there. Advertisers tempt us with everything. I was watching yesterday on the news that a clothing store has decided they're no longer going to airbrush their models. That they're actually going to show real people. Fat people. Overweight people. Ugly people. Us. When I talk about us, I'm talking about me. They're going to show guys like me standing there posing in clothes. Because that's what real people want to see. They don't want that temptation to think you're going to be this and that. Those kind of temptations. But the one thing I want to focus on this morning is that next opportunity. Have you ever realized that when you're tempted, the devil sees that next opportunity in your life? The next opportunity is he's standing there waiting. And the devil's got more patience than any of us. He can wait for days and days and days. And he just keeps laying a temptation out there for us. And I think about the temptations of fear that Jesus overcome by standing there on top of the temple where the devil tells him to throw yourself off. And I think about teenagers. And teenagers, you know, they succumb to peer pressure just like adults do. Where they're tempted to go with the program, to go along with this group or go along with that group, and it usually never ends well. That temptation's there. And I ask you, how do you stand up against temptation? Jesus tells us by the best way to stand up to temptation is have faith in the Lord our God and never test Him. And I've heard people say this statement many times, and you've probably heard it also. God's testing me. God's testing me. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but I've read that Bible many, many times, cover to cover, back and forth, from chapter to chapter, this book, that book, never read it in order, kept it going this way and that way, and I have never once read a statement in it that said God was testing my faith. God expects our faith. He don't test our faith. He expects our faith. He don't test our faith. Our faith is that when we're being tempted, that we have to fall back and rely fully on God to deliver us from that temptation to something else. Is it great to go to the trough and pick up that big plate of food and eat as much as we possibly want to? It's great. It's a blessing. But it's also a temptation to overindulge, to become a glutton. Is it great to see the beauty of what's all out there and whatever everything else that you could have or want? It's great. But do you really need to be tempted to keep up with the Joneses? Do you need to keep up with the Smiths? Do you need to keep up with your own family members that are excelling in things? Or do you just need to keep up with your faith? It's interesting how through life we take our faith and we put it to temptation. We tempt our own faith. Say that again. We tempt our own faith every day. There's so many of us that the rock's a reminder, but we shouldn't have to have a physical thing to hold on to remind us of our faith. Our faith should live inside us. We should realize that whenever we're standing on top of that pinnacle and that whole world below us could be ours because we struggle for that power, we struggle for that excellence because our culture dictates that those who are in power are the good people. I tell you, I'd rather have a whole room full of working people than a whole room full of politicians, no matter what side of the fence they stand on. I would rather have a whole room full of working people, people that are devoted to a cause, not so they can get the most out of it for themselves. I would rather see a couple who showed up here today. Nobody knew who they were. There were four of us sitting out here drinking coffee. Don and Edie were standing in the kitchen preparing today's fellowship breakfast. And this couple that none of us knew showed up and walked into our church. Five times they walked in and walked out carrying large boxes of the big number 10 cans of vegetables and fruit and said, "Here, this will go good for your next community meal." They got back in their car and they drove off. They showed their faith. They showed their resolve that they were going to step out in faith and do something. There's $400 worth of stuff landing on that counter. And none of us know where it came from. But we do realize that God blesses us abundantly. He never tests our faith. He never tests us to see if we can or we can't. The words are, "We can." Lindy pointed out today she was thinking about canceling the Humility of Mary trip. I challenge you, those that aren't on committees or those that are on committees, find the time. You're not blessing the folks at Humility of Mary. They're blessing you. When you walk into that place and you see those people that are there that you think that you're coming to bless because they're the less fortunate of the world, you'll find out that they're blessing you with their stories, with their lives. They're not tempting you. They're showing you. We come together as a group of believers. A group of believers who never need to be tempted. A group of believers who need to realize that the devil is out there. The devil is sitting inside this room today. He is here today in this room. He's in this parking lot. He's in that fellowship hall. He's in your living rooms. He's in your car rides home. He's waiting for you to give him the next opportunity to strike. He's waiting for you to give him the next opportunity to say, "I don't need to go to Bible study. I don't need to study the Word of God." And then he's going to abundantly bless you with excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse on why you don't have the time to learn more about God. The devil waits. He waits in the form sitting beside you, behind you, in front of you. If he can attempt to tempt Jesus, what makes you think that you're going to be strong enough to battle against him? It's like Emily showed with the candy bars up here this morning. I watched your faces, and when she started talking about how good that chocolate was, all of you went, "Mmm." And it was great the way God blessed that story this morning to show how a little bit of temptation, not just food, but being with buddies, good friends, can tempt you from paying attention to something else to being something even more. Same thing happens in our life. God took a simple lesson and he blessed us by showing us something even more. I challenge you today to avoid temptation. Search for the Word of God. Realize that during the next opportunity, you might not be near as strong as you think you are. That temptation is always there. Please stand and join us in our closing song.